Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She forgot in 3 weeks she was going to West Virginia. Remember, she wanted to close up all calls.
Okay, Trump being Trump. I wanted to grab Bill Rakoff with CBS. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
He likes to take the show on the road, does he not, sir?
He does like to take it on the road, and he takes it to different places, and the better part of my day has been spent telling my people in New York how to pronounce Monaca.
Oh, that's beautiful. Not Monica.
Well, hey, I mean, it's like that all over the country, that Western Pennsylvania doesn't corner the market. But yeah, this is his standard show. I mean, he's coming out. He's got friendly people in the audience, and this is the crowd that he gets energized in front of. And so, you know, he's definitely playing to the locals as I listen to this here.
Oh, it's absolutely true. So we have Bill Rakoff. So, you know, this is going down with immigration. So this big piece in the Wall Street Journal today, which I found fascinating, Trump administration to deny green cards to legal immigrants who draw welfare, in essence, Bill. And I posted this, Bill, in over 300 comments. And most people believe, because they're conservative, that they think it's spot on that folks who are immigrants, who are legal, should not get welfare. What's the take in Washington?
Well, the take in Washington is predictable. First of all, not many of them are here, but we're getting drips and drabs. Democrats aren't happy with this. Some moderates aren't happy with this. But again, if you're looking at the people in Trump's base, I mean, they draw the line. They said they don't want to hear about jobs. That's they true. Don't want to hear about green cards. They don't want to hear about health issues. The question is, did you come here illegally? Oh, you did? Then you need to go back. Stop conversation. And then do it the right way. You know, and so there's respect across the board for those opinions. But, you know, it's breaking down along. It'll be something else that winds up in the courts. And I'm sure the Ninth Circuit out on the West Coast will get a hold of it. And probably, you know, not go the way the president wants to. And then it winds up in front of the Supreme Court. So it's another proposal from the Trump administration, in essence, with a message that, you know, see you in court.
Yeah, he's playing to his base, Bill, clearly.
Well, it's we're now into campaign time. We're less than 16 months out now. And so, you know, he's going to be rallying the base, and he's been doing it all the way through, but he's going to step up the game, and he's going to go for those big red meat issues that got him elected the first time. The question is now, with the mess that we have going on at the border and everything like that, and there's obviously a humanitarian need down there. It's not a partisan view to say that. You know, something has to be straightened out and addressed. You know, the question is, will the immigration tough talk work for him like it did 4 years ago?
Interesting, Bill, and I don't know if you were available last week, but I wanted to call you on this. So a poll comes out in Pennsylvania, and it states that half of Pennsylvanians will vote for anyone but Trump. Is that accurate, Bill? Are you feeling that? I mean, you were here a long time, and you have the pulse of the country, honestly, from what you hear in D.C., or is that just rhetoric prior to the election?
I'm really hesitant to put a lot of weight on polls where we stand now in relation to the election, but I will say this. Pennsylvania in the past has been a reliably blue state for presidential races. What we saw in 2016 was something that nobody expected. The pollsters, certainly didn't expect it. They weren't asking their questions right or whatever it was, but Trump really energized that conservative tea in the state that starts off in south central Pennsylvania and then works its way up to the northern tier, east and west, and galvanized those people enough to get out the vote. Plus, he got some of the suburbs to vote for him. We saw numbers in Washington County, for example. I mean, we're talking about fracking today with that went his way. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking at where we're going to be next year at this point, I mean, it's not unheard of to think that Democrats might be trying to get the state back and may have a shot at getting it back. But if Trump keeps rallying the base, you know, they're going to have a hard time doing it. So, it's early to say. It's 50-50 at this point. I'm not even sure the day before the election, I'm willing to say. But we'll see what happens.
I agree. Hey, we go way, way back. Bill's probably the most aggressive reporter that I've known other than me. And So, Bill, in my career, I was counting the other day. I've been to 8 mass shootings. I was in Oklahoma City. I was at the Murrow Building explosion there, and I was in Waco the entire time. And so I've seen a lot of this. And every time it happened, Bill, I remember contemplating, well, we're certainly going to have this happen or that happen or major gun control or a ban on these weapons, and none of it's ever happened. So now I'm hearing the same jargon again. Now it's finally going to happen. You're there in D.C. with the muckety-mucks. Is now it finally going to happen, whether it be this universal background check bill or, you know, the red flag laws? Is it now finally going to happen, sir, if you could bet
today? A couple of different factors are at play here. First of all, you do have the election coming up right now. There is a very favorable push to do something on background checks and maybe even to take a look at a quote-unquote assault weapons ban. You can throw around the definition of assault weapons into eternity over that. Sure. But in essence, you know what we're talking about here. The other factor that you have in play right now is there's dysfunction in the NRA. And you've got the hardliners who've been there since day one, who've been lobbying Wayne LaPierre and company, and there was a bit of a coup attempt there earlier this year. It didn't work, and you're seeing people drop off the board and resign as the NRA, you know, tries to figure out where it's going to go next.
And he just got beat up today, front page of the Wall Street Journal. He's trying to buy a $6 million mansion with NRA money in Dallas. Go ahead.
Yeah, because he needed a safe place to hide.
Yes, a safe house.
That's the story I heard. Uh-huh. And then finally, the other factor in this, Marty, is that you have the president, he's willing to say things all across the board, but finally get narrowed into a lane of pursuit of where we're going. And right now, he's suggesting that, you know, background checks are a good thing, and hey, we'll try and get the NRA to come along, and even if they were to just cool down their rhetoric, well, that'd be okay, too. So the flavor's a little different here, but we'll have to see what the political will is in Washington.
I've asked all the correspondents this, and I look around now for the first time in my career, Bill. When I leave the parking lot here, when I go somewhere with my family, do you do it at all? You have a family?
You know, I don't do it all the time, but I can tell you there are times when I'm out and I'm, you know, you keep your head on a swivel. You just pay attention more.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's a dedicated effort to be worried about something, but I notice that I find myself looking around a lot more than I used to. You know, when I go to the gas station, we lived through the D.C. snipers down here in 2000.
Did.
And that was an area-wide thing where people were ducking while they were filling their gas tanks. I did that. I mean, you know, we all did.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's not like we haven't done it before. Yeah, we're paying attention now. You know, what will be. It's like I told my daughter, she was afraid to go to the mall the other day. And I said, you know, I said, when our number is up, our number's up.
Mm.
I said, you can't stop living life. I said, let's go to the mall. Let's have a good time. And I said, let's be careful. You know, but we're not going to stop what we do. And that's evidenced by people showing up at ball games, going to malls, et cetera.
Bill Rakoff, you're my man. Thanks, brother.
You got it, bro.
See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.